Hello and welcome to my brand new Let's Play. We are playing, oh boy, Super Liam. And I gotta give some background on this game. I think it's pretty important that we discuss this. And that's why this is part zero, because I didn't want to do part one, which was like 10 minutes of talking and then gameplay. So if this is like boring to you, feel free to wait for the next part or, you know, click next if you're watching this video like a month from now and, you know, all the parts are up. So let's talk a little bit about what this game is. So this game is technically, and I guess there might be some dispute now and then, but as far as I know, and I mean, I made this game, so let's start there. Yeah, this is a game that I've developed. I don't have an ego. I always wanted to make Super Liam. And so when I learned how to write games, I said, we're going to make it. But, as far as I know, this is the first ever side-scroller platformer for the blind. This game is very light on platforming. It really does not hold up to, you know, it just doesn't hold up well. It's you know, as I record this, it's almost 13 years old. It was released in July 2004, and it's pretty old, man. It's definitely old. And so I don't feel that it really lives up well. But for what it was at the time, it was pretty cool. And a lot of people liked it. I know I liked it. I worked really hard on it. But it's really got a lot of issues. Not just technical, but also with the story and a lot of other things. But it has a certain charm. I have yet to find said charm, but it has a charm. So what I want to do in this part, I don't usually do this for games, but I want to read the story. It's not really discussed in game. And if we just start playing the game, like, you know, the game just tosses you right in. But I want to read the story to you. I feel that it's horrendous. But I kind of feel like let's take a few minutes, kind of go over what this is and, you know, all that stuff. So I'm going to read the story as best as I can. You know, I might stumble over this. I haven't really practiced reading. So I'm not a really good reader. But let's take a look here. Liam was your typical everyday teen. He went to school, came home, did his homework, shot some hoops, and chased after girls. That would all change one day. Now, I want to point out that this is definitely not based on me because I do not play basketball. So you can definitely tell that this is not actually based on Liam as Liam being me. High above the earth, X1 sat in his control room, contemplating what he would do.
Ah, a full moon, laughed X1. I can finally conquer the Earth, like I had planned for years.
Just then, there was a loud explosion below. Oh, there was a loud explosion.
No, cried X1. No, the ship is crashing.
Alarms rang, and lights flashed, then all was silent. So it was like, and then I was silent. Liam sat watching TV. The TV was blaring ads for some product no one in their right mind would use. Just then, Liam heard a huge bang. He looked out his window and saw a blue streak followed by a loud boom. So I gotta do my own sound effects here. Liam guessed that it must have been at least 200 miles away, but he still heard it. So I don't know how I guessed that, or Liam in this case. This isn't really me. This is another Liam, but I'm not sure how he guessed that. You're also going to find as I play this, I'm going to look for plot holes and things that don't make sense. Yes, I'm going to rip apart my own game. Isn't that great? We're going to rip apart our own stuff. All right, here we go. Dr. Cork paced nervously back and forth. Full moons always made him nervous. It was 20 years ago that he had last vanquished that robot X1, and he didn't want to do it again. He was getting too old for chasing down X1. If something was up, he'd need help. But who could he depend on? You know, I have no idea. Also, what does a full moon have to... You know, I don't know why that's important. Oh, well, whatever. Liam didn't like that explosion. It was way too loud. Something didn't feel right. He got up and looked out. He couldn't see a thing. Liam then turned on the TV to a news report.
"Welcome to Action News," said the reporter. "A huge flying disc has just smacked the ground outside Bronzeville."
"Bronzeville? That's 30 miles away," said Liam.
The reporter continued, "Sources believe that there, sources believe that a robot named X1 is behind the disc. X1 was vanquished 20 years ago and may be back. Residents are advised to seek shelter."
"A robot?" stammered Liam. "Those things don't exist, do they?" Liam began to pace back and forth nervously. What if they did? What if... The thought trailed off in his mind. Dr. Cork turned on the TV in his lab. Something definitely wasn't right. His eyes fell on the disc, the scene of the disc, and he nearly passed out in fear.
"No, he's back,"
screamed Dr. Cork. I really don't have a better Dr. Cork voice.
"No, he's back. Heavens to Murgatroyd. And there's nothing I can do. Or is there?"
Why does Dr. Cork sound like Kermit the Frog? Dr. Cork raced to his monitor to look around Reagan City. Where do I come up with these random names? Bronzeville, Reagan City? He flipped through books he had and looked at charts.
"If I can't defeat X1, I know someone else can. I need someone strong, adventurous, and brave. But who?"
Liam sat up in his room.
"I bet that I'm strong, adventurous, and brave."
Oh, I see what I did there. That's clever. Call back to the previous paragraph. Okay.
He
began to pace back and forth.
"I feel like destiny is telling me to go defeat this X1. I don't know why."
Just then he saw a holograph on his wall. The holograph spoke to him in a strange voice.
Hey, go. Go, my son. Go forth and defeat X1. Defeat the world. Go to the abandoned warehouse on 5th. Go, go."
I don't know if that's the voice it used, but I'll go with it. Just as quickly as it had appeared, it disappeared, leaving a faint outline of a man dressed in a lab coat. And that too disappeared. So maybe I should have used the Dr. Cork voice. Whatever.
"I have to go to this warehouse. I have to,
stammered Liam. He threw on some clothes, which is good. You don't want to go naked, and headed out. It was a cold night, and the air felt heavy as he ran up one street and down the other, and back up another. He finally found it. He finally found 5th. He ran until he reached the warehouse. He reached until he found where a long-forgotten warehouse stood. Its painted walls were cracked and peeling, and some boards looked like they would fall off at any moment. Yeah, this sounds real safe. A teenager is going to a seedy warehouse. This sounds like this should end with a news report about a murder or something. Liam looked for a door and found one. He opened it and walked in. His eyes bugged out and shocked. In shock. X1 looked at the remains of his ship.
"It's ruined," he roared. "But not all is lost. I still have my power. I know that Dr. Cork will be after me, so I'm sneaky. I'll leave a teleporter right here, and when he walks in, he'll be transported to the netherworld. I'd like to see him get past my robotic troopers and dogs. And once that bumbling fool is gone, the world and everything will be mine. All mine, I tell you."
That's not exactly the X1 voice. You'll find that the X1 voice is a little different, but I can't really imitate it anymore because my vocal cords don't stretch correctly. I don't know. That's the other thing, too. I do every voice in this game, which is really awkward, except for the menus and, the announcing voice and, one other small thing. But everything else, all the characters are mine. So, yeah, that's another thing. Liam found himself in a lab where monitors and devices line the walls, casting an eerie glow on the room.
Where am I?
Liam blurted into the darkness.
You're in my laboratory,
came a voice from behind the door. The door opened, and Dr. Quark came out.
I'm Dr. Quark. Welcome to my lab. I'm surprised you walked right in. Only the worthy have found this place. You must be the one to defeat X1. You must be,
he hobbled forward.
Please sit down in that chair.
Liam was amazed.
Sir, I saw a vision telling me to come here, and well, I guess that I'm here for a reason.
Yes, you are. I am too old to go around chasing a robot, but if you're looking for adventure and excitement, then you are in the right place.
Liam stammered,
I am. Good.
So then, okay, then back to Quark here.
Good. I'll give you three things. A superhero costume, which will make you look cool, and which I'm sure will come in handy. I also have a laser, which you will definitely need. And I have a handy-dandy digital walkie-talkie.
Wow! I don't know what to say,
said Liam, with surprise.
Don't say anything. Just listen. X1 was spotted outside of town. Fly out there and take a look. And I don't mean fly, isn't a fancy term for walking or running. I mean actual flying. You can fly, can't you?
Liam looked at this man in amazement.
No, I can't.
Oh, that's right. I'm so scatterbrained. And I bet I didn't even introduce myself. My name is Dr. Quark, so call me that, and not sir.
Yes, sir. Dr. Quark, sir.
That's better. Now, flying is simple. Just jump up and spread your arms. Lean forward to move faster and backward to slow down. Lower your arms to land. The cape in your costume is a special kind of super light jetpack.
God, this is hard to do. I'm losing the voice.
Also, when you get to where X1 has been seen, radio me on the walkie-talkie, and I'll give you instructions for what to do next.
Let's see here. With that, he disappeared into the back room. Liam was left alone. He looked around for a few minutes and then walked out. I like he just leaves. He's like, whatever, I'm leaving. I'm done.
This is all new for me, said Liam. It's strange, very strange. I know I'm lacking confidence or something.
Liam stepped outside and tried to fly. It took a few attempts, but he unsteadily managed to get up in the air. He floated over the buildings. He leaned forward and found himself hurtling through the air. He tried the best he could to keep himself upright, but that didn't last for long. He saw off in the distance what he was looking for. It was where the disc had landed. He tried to fly towards it, but some invisible force had a hold on him and was pulling him towards it as he got closer. He saw a glowing frame of light. He tried to avoid it, but he was being pulled towards it way too fast. Way too fast! Liam let out a scream of terror, and then all went dark. So I think it sounded like this.
Eee!
Yeah, something like that. When Liam opened his eyes, the sun was shining and it was bright, but something was wrong. The ground under him wasn't grass. It was sand. He stood up and rubbed his sore head. He looked at himself and saw the cape and the laser gun and the radio and everything he was given. The whole scene came back to him. He picked up his radio and spoke.
Hello? Hello?
A voice on the other end said,
Hello, Liam. This is Dr. Quark. Hi, cool. Dr. Quark the Frog here.
That doesn't say that.
What happened?
Liam began to speak, and then he was cut off. He saw a glowing holograph in front of him.
Hello, Liam. I'm X1.
I'm giving him another voice. I don't remember what voice I was using for X1.
Welcome to my world. You see, I see Quark isn't doing this stuff by himself anymore. Well, I'll let you know what you're in for. In front of you stretches my world. All mine. And I'm glad you can share in it with me. It's just too bad that you will be killed in the process. So you see, I control everything here. What you're standing on is my beach. I control it all, including its inhabitants. They'll be really glad to meet you, but you won't be as glad to meet them. I assure you. Have fun and watch your step. Ha 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 ha. I think I got all the ha ha ha's in there. Just in case you get bored, I've planted 4 of my master robots. Have fun playing around with them.
With that, he disappeared.
Liam!
Liam!
Came a familiar voice from the radio.
I heard and saw everything. Be careful. You'll have to go through and find out what's going on. I can't gather any information on your location, just that you're on a beach.
Thanks.
I'll try and get more information as time goes on. What I know from looking at your location on my GPS is in front of you is a beach with some other life forms. I see some robots wandering around, and it looks to me like monkeys dropping coconuts or something.
Some fine fruit or something.
Be careful.
Liam looked around and saw what Dr. Cork was talking about. He began to walk forward, watching for signs of robotic life. And that's where you take over. So I have mercifully made it through this awful story. I hope you enjoyed my wonderful voice acting. It's horrendous. This is what happens when you do a dry read and you don't read over it. So anyways, when we come back to part one, we're actually going to play this game. I know you're looking forward to that. I am too. I can't wait. Part one's going to be fun. I have not played this game in a very long time. So if you stuck with me through part zero, thanks. I really appreciate it. If you didn't, you're not hearing this. But if you did, have a cookie. I know that was horrendous. And please like this video, even though it was horrendous to listen to. And when we come back, we will have part one of this thing. And I'm going to actually get into this game. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a good time. I look forward to seeing you all there. So thank you for watching and or listening.